Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol. Then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I'd like to talk about As with Gladness, Men of Old. This carol first appeared in a collection of hymns by William Chatterton Dix in 1859. The collection was called Hymns of Love and Joy. And in the first edition, this only appeared as a text without any suggested music. The hymn went through several revisions when it appeared in other books, such as getting rid of the reference to the wise men seeing baby Jesus in a manger, when the scriptures point out the fact that the wise men came much later. Dix did not approve of these changes and asked that it be put back to the way it originally was. While most hymn writers were part of the clergy in those days, Dix was an exception. He was a businessman who managed a marine insurance company in Scotland and just wrote hymns on the side. This particular hymn came into being during a period of prolonged illness. As a way to keep his mind off of things, he would read his scriptures and feel inspired to write texts about them. This text came to him one day as he lay in bed and read the account in Matthew 2. Other texts came to him this way, including the well-known, What Child Is This? So he also wrote that. He wrote, As with Gladness Men of Old, for Epiphany, which celebrates the arrival of the wise men to the young Jesus, and is also often celebrated on January 6th. It has, however, become a Christmas song as well. Most of the time, the hymn text is used with a tune called Dix, which is simply named after the composer. A German composer named Conrad Kocher composed the tune for another hymn in 1838. William Henry Monk adapted the tune and paired it with Dix's words for the collection Hymns Ancient and Modern in 1861. This is the tune most often used for the Beauty of the Earth in the United States. Unfortunately, Dix did not approve of the tune, but knew that he could not do anything to stop others from using it. Today, the tune has stuck, and it has become a beloved Christmas tradition. And now a verse.
As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward beaming bright. So, most gracious God, may we evermore be led to Thee.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and God bless us, everyone.